Welcome, everyone, to WRMJ's Business Spotlight. This is John Hoshite, and today I'm at Mercer Market. And joining me today is Jeff Seedam, who has been with Mercer Market since 1987 when they started serving this community. And Jeff, kind of like WRMJ, we've been kind of going together for quite a long time. It just seems like yesterday.
Yeah, I think I started, I had nice curly brown dark hair, and now it's all straight gray hair. So yeah, every year I think I can count from the grays.
Well, one thing that certainly gave you even more gray hair this past year since we talked last were the challenges of COVID. You were able to get through it, but boy, it really presented a lot of heartache for you, so to speak.
Yes, it has been a great challenge. I mean, that was something that jumped on us within a matter of a week. We went from a normal business day to the crazy pandemic, and it has been a challenge. It was a very big challenge last year, and it continues to this day of getting challenges of getting the product to their store and service, and it's still a challenge. Even though the shelves look full, there's many more challenges on getting product.
And a couple of things that you've had to do business-wise during this past year is eliminate the post office at the service desk, though you still have UPS.
Yes, we still do UPS. If you have a prepackaged label, you can drop it off right at the store and we'll keep it till they pick up. And we also still process packages. If you bring in the box or a package or whatever it is, we can process it and get it labeled on it and mail it out the same day. We do the next day air. We do the central ground. All that stuff. So yes, UPS is still available.
One thing also that you had to make a decision on was WIC, and you decided you weren't going to be able to do that.
Yeah, WIC was even a harder decision. It was something we've done probably early on since the early 90s, and it came to the state had changed over to electronic WIC, and for a small independent store, the changes and the cost for software and training and to keep the products up to date was more and more confusing to me. And more meetings that I sat in on back then, especially online, of listening to all the nightmare stories of all the other stores that they started in, because they started in different sections through the state of Illinois. They started in the south and moved up north. And it just scared me, and I did not want to have a disaster on my hands. And we can look at it again down the road. I think there's a 1 year or 2 year that we have to hold off before we can do WIC again. But we can apply again down the road, and hopefully they'll get their bugs figured out, and things will be a smooth transition. But yes, it was an unfortunate decision, but another business decision I made.
On a positive note, the pork chops are back on Saturdays, and that's off to a great start again this year as you help organizations raise a lot of money in this community.
Yes, you know, it's something I don't know how many years ago we've started, but boy, it has gone really good. Last year, we raised the price to $4 because of the price of pork back during the middle of the pandemic. We did not lower the price back down. It hasn't stopped anybody, and it's actually just more money that is raised for their local organizations. And I mean, we're averaging between $8 to $1,000 every Saturday for our organization, and that is fantastic. And back in early May, we set a new record of 527. Pork chops served on a Saturday, and folks, it has been a really good thing for the community, and an easy, safe, and easy, just plain simple easy for them to raise money.
One thing that's going on right now at Mercer Market, something new, it's called Illuminarc. Tell people what that is.
Again, something new that we wanted to start. We've never done any kind of program like this. It's kind of like the old green stamps back in the day, and this day and age is with technology, you would think there'd be easier ways, but we just thought we'd start it out and see how it would work. We have a lot of glass containers with sealable lids that are microwave safe, that are dishwasher safe. And folks, all you have to do is spend $10. We get you a stamp, you put it on the card, and once you get a stamp or a card full of 10 stamps, it's worth a value of $3 that you can put towards those glass. And if you get a small one, is like $6. So if you get two cards full, the glass is free. All you have to do is pay the tax. And I think the largest one is $18. And if you have six of the full cards full, obviously that's free. And you can get as many as you want. And every time you spend $10, we get you a green stamp. And it goes all the way through the end of July. So you still have a good 2 months to keep saving and get them turned back in.
And people should continue to follow you on Facebook and your website, because your videos are humorous, but yet they tell people what's going on at the store.
Yeah, there's a few things that we want to do. They're nice and simple. They're not fancy. We try to keep them under 2 minutes so we don't lose attention. We always try to include the business, obviously, of selling products or giving you information or try not to bore you. But we like to have fun. You know, you work every day. You like to have fun. So,
all right, Jeff. Well, once again, it's been great to talk to you on the Business Spotlight. Congratulations once again, serving this community since 1987.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
That's Jeff Sedam with Mercer Market. My guest today on the Business Spotlight.